As you enter the north atrium of the University of Delaware's tower at the Star Campus, you can't help but notice it.
Isn't this amazing?
It's really cool.
It's a living wall, 5,000 plants growing horizontally in a 1,000 square foot space. Debbie Martini is the building's manager.
We have about 25 different species. It does serve as a sensory garden consisting of many textures, depths, colors, obviously, but we also have fragrance. We have chocolate with the Hoyas, as well as vanilla with the vanilla orchids.
It was the brainchild of Kathy Matt, the dean of the College of Health Sciences.
So what we have wanted to do, actually from the very beginning on the Chrysler site, is to, because I'm originally from Newark and from Delaware, grew up here. And so as we have been building on the campus, it really is about bringing the community into the work that we do and inspire what we do, and then come up with the innovations that will then go back out to the community, working with the community to really have a large impact. So the spaces that we've created on the Star Campus are really ones that are very intentional in terms of welcoming the community in to be a part of the things that we do. The wall is a part of sort of a whole big picture of what we're trying to do. That, like, it's amazing in itself, but it's amazing in the way that it sort of brings everything together. And so one of the things with the living wall being here is really the opportunity to bring the outside in to inspire our work.
The plants were grown for 8 weeks in the greenhouses of EcoWalls of Bordentown, New Jersey.
So we actually went to New Jersey. Yeah. We have visitation, so we did take a look at them. They were grown under the same lighting as here in the building. So when we moved them here, they transitioned beautifully, actually.
And I got the sense that they weren't just picked, you know, oh, take this one, take that. You guys actually chose which ones you wanted to have for specific reasons.
They sent us designs of what they wanted to do. And then, again, when they brought them in, they were all in these panels, and it was like a puzzle putting it together. But there really is, it's not just a random assortment. It really was a design to fit with everything about the building. This is all designed into a pattern, so you see the waves that it creates, and those actually mimic what you see on the floors as well.
So how do you water a garden that grows horizontally away from a wall?
We've got a system. There's like a 500-gallon drum behind the wall. Yeah. It's also 100% water efficient, so it waters from the top down. The drip tray catches the water, and it's treated, and then it goes back into the cycle. Okay. And then there are 7 different zones on this wall, so it can actually be monitored from afar, so they can tell if a zone is not getting enough water, and they can make adjustments. The lighting too, the lights have to be on about 12 hours every day. So you can change the schedule, obviously, if you have events going on or what have you, but everything's monitored from the lights to the water. The other nice thing is there is no dirt behind the plants. These were grown on 3-foot by 3-foot medical grade foam panels.
I mean, it's beautiful here. Right here, we have a demonstration kitchen. So nutrition and dietetics are a part of our college as well. And so then this is the demonstration kitchen where we can teach healthy cooking. We use it as a classroom for our students, which really isn't a classroom at all. It's sort of hands-on learning. And then right outside of the kitchen is our chef's garden.
Oh, okay.
So that we have herbs and everything. And then these are things also that we work on with ag and natural resources. And it really combines all of these things together. And one of the things that we talk about with the building is that it is all focused on the theme of prevention and wellness based on the science of health. And really the research and the education then all gets translated and transforms the community around us. And then this is the exercise space.
On the building's mezzanine level, there's a workout and rehab room, with many of the exercise machines facing the wall, giving users a serene visual. That's just one of the wall's health benefits.
The plants that we chose actually purify the air. They produce oxygen. There are many health-related benefits, too, as far as reducing stress, improves mental health.
It's a stress reducer. It brings the outside into the environment. I mean, the last few weeks we have seen we don't have all of our furniture in yet, but the students are all here studying at the same time. And so it's really a beautiful addition.
The wall's $200,000 installation cost was paid for by Bancroft Construction Company, along with Deladon and Associates. The wall was named in honor of Nash Childs, UD class of 76, and former executive VP and partner at Bancroft.
And so working with all of those individuals to execute a vision, a lot of times you see the renderings for a place and you sort of, oh, how's it going to turn out? And I would say everybody has said it turned out even better than what we expected, and we loved the renderings. So that's it's great. Really, and I think it's a lot of people putting their heart and soul into the creation of this, and so it's very special. Mm-hmm. We really are very grateful for the opportunity to do this.
Chris Carl, WDEL News.